Meanwhile, tell us about some news that has happened this week.
Well, a material has been developed which can distill drinks without even heating. This is another story about graphene, which is probably the material of the moment. It's made up of carbon atoms bonded to one another in a honeycomb pattern, forming exceedingly strong sheets, just one atom thick, and they have very exciting electrical properties. But it's also incredibly impermeable to other atoms. Members of André Geim's group at the University of Manchester were investigating this impermeability of a very related material called graphene oxide. This is graphene, which has been reacted with a strong oxidizing agent, which makes it more soluble and easier to deal with. What they did was they created membranes made up of small flat pieces of this graphene oxide, which pile up like bricks, forming an interlocking kind of membrane. They tested how gas-proof they were by using the film as a lid to a container of various gases. They found that despite being 500 times thinner than a human hair, as far as they could measure, it completely stopped hydrogen, nitrogen, and argon from escaping. It even stopped helium, which, being a tiny single atom, escapes from party balloons incredibly quickly, as you've probably noticed, and will even diffuse out through a millimetre of glass. They then tried various liquids and found similar behaviour for ethanol, hexane, acetone, decane and propanol vapour. But when they tried normal water, it behaved as if the membrane wasn't there.
What? So helium, which is minute, won't go through, but water does?
Yes, it's completely bizarre. What they think's happening is that because graphene oxide is quite soluble, it kind of forms a single layer of water molecules in between each layer of graphene oxide. And these water molecules are moving incredibly easy through this. They kind of work their way through the kind of brick-like structure and escape, and it's almost as if the membrane wasn't there. They even made use of this. Now, normally, if you take some vodka and put it in a glass and leave it out overnight, the ethanol evaporates before the water does, because ethanol's got a low boiling point, so it evaporates off quickly. They put this stuff over the top, and as they left it there, it got more and more concentrated, because the water could escape, but the ethanol couldn't.
Do you not get a problem, though, because if the water goes out, then the actual volume has dropped, or do you then have to volatilize, evaporate more ethanol into the airspace to take up the space of the water that's gone? So is that a problem then, distilling this way?
The pressure would reduce. So, I mean, if you're actually going to do it practically, you'd have to have something to balance the pressures. But they were actually starting off with an overpressure inside the container by of about a tenth of an atmosphere, which is quite impressive for something 500 times thinner than a human hair anyway.
But apart from making your vodka stronger, which is nice, but not necessarily something that will change the world, what could we do with this?
Well, separating water from other solvents is an incredibly major part of huge amounts of chemistry, and it's very difficult just separating ethanol from water. You can do it by distillation, but to get all of the water out, it's impossible. You can't get more than 96% by distillation, which takes a huge amount of energy anyway. And so if you could just put this material over the top and leave it to dry out, that's a huge saving in energy, and there's a huge number of chemical reactions which it could make an incredible difference for.
Sounds amazing. I quite like the vodka idea as well. Thank you, Dave.